We are back with Community Hospital News here on Kix 96.1. The one and only Molly Smith is back in our studios. Happy New Year. And you had a good Christmas, right?
Yes. Yeah. We had a good Christmas and we're just, you know, buckling down for the new year.
And of course, you were in here just not too long ago talking about the changes going into effect January the 1st.
Yeah. January 1st, we're going to the McCook Clinic will become part of Community Hospital and the culture and traditions that we have at the hospital. And so we're so excited to have them. But with that comes some changes. And here's the first one.
Yes, indeed. These will be taking place on Tuesday, January 7th, right?
Right. With anything, there has to be some oversight by the state. And so they have to come in and do what we call a survey to look through the clinic and make sure it's all up to snuff. And so they've actually scheduled that for January 7th. So Tuesday, January 7th.
All right. So what kind of changes are we talking about?
Essentially, what will happen is we have to close the clinic down for that whole day. So if you had a scheduled appointment, our clinic will reach out to you and reschedule it. For potentially around the 9th, we had a situation where we thought it was on the 9th, so we had moved some people around. So we're going to hopefully be able to get you back in on the 9th. If that doesn't work, we'll work with your schedule. The big change to our listening community is that the convenient care that's walk-in only, you don't have to have an appointment, those kinds of things, that will be closed on Tuesday. And so that, you know, what happens is like in the middle of the night, you get sick and you're like, oh, I'll just walk in at 7 o'clock the next morning. That will be closed on Tuesday, the 7th. And so we just want to make sure people are aware of that. Of course, our other services at the hospital are still open, the emergency room and things like that. So feel like if you, you know, have a pretty significant need, there are still some other spaces you can go to, but we will be closed that day, the clinic specifically.
It's just a one-day deal.
It'll, take a few hours for us. And the other thing that's going to happen in that day is that our McCook Clinic staff is going to be trained. We do trainings every single year. Every single person at the hospital does an all-day training. So we'll be able to train our staff that day, which will actually, you know, make everything be smoother. It'll make the process at the clinic be smoother. Everyone will be on the same page. And so that's what will also happen that day. We have to close because of the state, but we can use it to our benefit. So
it's a big deal. This is a big event in the history of Community Hospital, isn't it?
Yeah. Bringing them on, we're bringing on 50 new employees. So we'll be right at 390 employees at Community Hospital, which is super cool. We're really excited about that. We're excited to grow our team, to have them over with us. You know, we're taking down the wall and it's just, we're all Community Hospital. And that's really exciting for all of us.
The first of, I'm sure, some other big things happening in 2025. I know we've talked about them a little bit, but look, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening this year.
Yeah. It's going to be a year of change. I mentioned last time I was here, Dr. George will start permanently in med oncology on Monday, the 6th. So if you have a medical oncology need or an appointment, you'll start seeing him here at Community Hospital. That's really exciting news for us. We anticipate being able to stretch that further out into other parts of the listening area. So if you're not in McCook directly, but in maybe a little bit farther out, we have some opportunities there that we're really excited about. And just growing. This is our 51st year.
Yep.
If you remember, last year was our 50th year. And we're just excited that we're able to be here for the community. That's our number one goal. Our patients are our priority. And we just want to make sure that they know and are aware of the things that are happening.
Any questions, more information, feel free to call. Otherwise, hit the website, the Facebook pages. All this info will be there as well.
Yep. The phone, two phone numbers. So if you have questions for the clinic before the 7th, you can call them. Their phone number is 308-344-4110. If you have a question the day of, like you need to call the day of, they will not answer the phone. There will be no one there to answer the phone. They'll all be in training. So you can call the hospital that day. The phone number is 308-344-2650-2650.
All right. So once again, Tuesday, January 7th, the clinic schedule change takes place.
Yes, to the 7th from all day long.
All right. Back on regular hours then on January the 8th.
Yes.
All right.
7 a.m.
All right. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to get some more stuff, I'm sure, as we get through January, February, March.
Yeah. We're ready for it.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Rich.